At the Pulmonary Rehabilitation Clinic in Scarborough, oxygen tubes dangle from the noses of three miners slowly pedaling on stationary bikes. All of these men have black lung, a disease caused by breathing in coal dust. Over time, the dust coats the lungs and causes them to harden. Hard lungs are difficult to expand and retract, which in turn makes it harder to breathe.
You try to get air in them and they don't want to cooperate with you like you did before.
That's James Bounds, one of the retired miners at the clinic. Not every coal miner gets black lung, in the same way that not every smoker gets cancer. But for those who do, the disease is devastating.
As your disease grows more in you, there's no cure for it at all. It keeps getting harder and harder until, I guess, one day when you take a last breath, that it won't expand for you no more.
Bounds currently is one of thousands of miners and widows receiving black lung benefits, compensation for the physical damage he sustained while doing his job. It took him 4.5 years to get approved, despite the fact that his lungs are so bad he has to stop moving to talk. Debbie Wills is Black Lung Program Coordinator for Valley Health Primary Care System. She says that prior to the Affordable Care Act, it was almost impossible to qualify for the compensation benefits, which are drawn from a federal trust fund that coal companies pay into. The coal companies are also supposed to pay for the black lung benefits for employees found totally disabled by their work in the mines.
Coal company lawyers would doctor shop around the country and find 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 doctors to say, yes, this miner is disabled, but it's not because of black lung.
Now it's a little bit easier, and the process may go more quickly. That's because the Affordable Care Act includes something called the Byrd Amendments. The amendments did two things. First, they shifted the burden of proof. Wills explains that instead of miners having to prove that mining caused their black lung, the coal companies have to prove that mining didn't.
Once we had the Byrd Amendments, you still have to prove that 100% disability, which is hard to prove. But if you can prove that and you've worked 15 years or longer in the mines, then you're entitled to a presumption that your disease arose from your coal mine employment.
The other part provides lifetime benefits to dependent widows who survived the death of a miner, if the miner had been receiving the benefits before his death. If the ACA is repealed without a replacement, the burden of proof may shift again, making it difficult for applicants to qualify. Earlier this month, both the House and the Senate introduced resolutions to preserve the Byrd Amendments from a broader ACA repeal. Republican West Virginia Representative Evan Jenkins, an ACA opponent, introduced the measure in the House.
I am a firm believer that Obamacare is already in a death spiral and desperately needs fixed. So while we are going to work to improve our health care system, I feel strongly about my resolution to make sure that the presumption relating to black lung is contained in whatever is the end product of this year.
But that end product is still a pretty big question at this point, because neither the House nor the Senate has released a full replacement plan for the Affordable Care Act. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.